Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Fantasy Football Forecast. It is Thursday, August 5th, and I'm Scott Pianowski, one of your rotating hosts. And today we have a very special edition. It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be our behind the curtain edition, where we're going to give you an idea of what happens, how the sausage is made at Yahoo Fantasy, and some of the changes we have coming, some of the new products we're offering, and you know, the NFL has made changes with their schedule, all this stuff. We're going to give you a hint, peek behind the curtain, and just how things are made, how things are done. And to do that, we have my friend, Joe Nazzaro, who's the principal product manager at Yahoo Fantasy, been with Yahoo for a while and knows all about this stuff. We're going to pick his brain on stuff. I may even, because we're both from New England, maybe at the end we'll even talk a little Patriots. But if you don't want to listen to that, you can certainly cut that out. Mr. Nazzaro, my friend, how you doing today?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me, Scott. This is exciting for a product manager like myself to talk to a fantasy expert like you. This should be fun.
You know, I got excited when we first got on together and talking with the producers backstage, and I saw you were rocking the breaking the All Juice Team shirt that is our homage to Terez Paylor, who we lost recently, and he was a great NFL writer and had footprints all over the NFL. I mean, he made an impact with journalists, he made an impact with players. And if you've seen this All Juice Team, which is, again, it's an homage to Terez, and you want to rock this shirt like Joe Nazzaro is, they even have hoodies. You can go to breakingtea.com/Terez. That raises money for the Terez Paylor Scholarship at Howard University. I was in a fantasy league with Terez. It was a league that Charles Robinson runs. I think we've actually changed the name of the league now to reflect that we, you know, Terez is gone and then he's still in our thoughts. So I just want to start with that, you know, we miss you, man. We know you'd be as jacked for the NFL season as we are. And if nothing else, we can keep your legacy alive by giving to that scholarship fund and wearing some cool clothing. And props to Joe for passing that, you know, acing that part of the test before we even get into the contest. Yeah, you're wearing cool stuff. So that's always the, you know, you look good, you play good, you feel good. RIP Terez, we miss you, man. Let's talk some football. And I guess one of the biggest changes this year is there's an 18-week schedule. They finally pushed it through. There's going to be 17 teams for every NFL club. There's going to be one bye week. And I'll be admit right now, Joe, I'm embarrassed. I was asked recently in the radio, what's Yahoo doing with this? And I said, I don't know. I guess I got to get Joe Nazzaro on my podcast and have some answers here. So 18 games, 17 weeks of play. There are some late bye weeks too, right? Including the Patriots are one of several teams that take a week 14 bye. What is Yahoo doing with the 18-week NFL schedule?
The easiest, most logical thing we could do, which was just push everything out a week. So normally, I think the majority of our leagues will have their playoffs start in week 14. Have like a, you know, a lot of leagues go six teams, top two get a bye. And then you'll finish the semifinals in week 15 and the finals in week 16. So you don't have to play that last week for your championship. So what we did was we just pushed the playoffs out a week. So now it will be week 15, 16, 17. We did that for everybody. So if you come back to your league, that should already be done for you. And new leagues that sign up, we adjusted the playoff schedule out 1 week. So good news, more football. I think everybody's pretty excited for that. And for us, it wasn't, there wasn't a long discussion about it, actually. It just was seemed like logical sense and what people would expect to happen. And like you said, week 14, we don't want players that got you through the season to the point you're at on bye for that important week of the first week of the playoffs for your team. So now it should be the last week of the regular season for most leagues.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And at some point, I'll probably do a piece on Yahoo to talk about the bye weeks, because they're not uniform. There's 1 week in week seven where six teams don't play. Mm-hmm. There are a handful of weeks, week eight, week 11, and week 12, where two teams don't play, which is what I call a skinny bye. For example, if you were to land a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs, they don't play in week 12. The Cardinals are also off. I think that can be an advantage because it would mean the rest of your roster would probably be in play. There's a lot of schools of thought. Some people will draft ignoring bye week. Some people will draft and say, look, I'll just take all my players in the same bye week if I can do it. Of course, as the season goes along, you're going to make pickups. You're going to make trades. Your roster is going to be a lot different. So just keep in mind, again, the schedule's different. There's week 14 byes we're going to worry about. And Joe's given you the idea of what the Yahoo playbook is on that. Okay, let's do a little bit of a recap of how we got here. 2020 was the strangest year of just about everybody's lives. It was a very unusual year on the sports calendar. The NFL did have a full season, but there were stops, there were starts, there were surprise postponements. Give us a sense of just kind of how we got through that and where we are now with, you know, we're still living with, you know, COVID's a part of our lives. It's a part of our daily discussion. I'll just throw this out to you generally about where we've been and where we're going with these types of things.
Thanks. I think this is a good thing to touch on. So last year was hard in a lot of ways, real life stuff. And we don't need to get into that today. Everyone's well aware of that. We can talk about how it affected our work and kind of the fantasy football season last year. So leading up to the season, understandably, people had some uncertainty about what was going to happen. People are not in the office to talk about their league with their coworkers, which is a lot of ways people like to play. So you didn't have those social connections. And we were hoping people would still have them through fantasy football, since a lot of people do have it that way. And while we did have a lot of people play, some people did not come back last year. One thing we did was make it easy for people who did not play last year to renew that league for this year. So if you decided not to draft last year, we've brought your leagues back for this year. So you can go ahead with that same group of people and build those connections again. Hopefully people are, you know, adjusting to this new reality that we're in. And while not everyone's back at the office, hopefully you've found your ways to make your social connections and things are a little bit more stable for this year. And the NFL did prove last year that they're going to have a full season. They put out a strong message recently about their approach to how they're going to handle any COVID situations that come up. And that just sent us the signal that the season is going to happen. Last year, we covered a lot of different scenarios throughout all of our games. For football specifically, you know, teams moving days of the week. So we had never had a Tuesday game or a Wednesday game. If people, you know, remember how things work, Wednesday night, we run all transactions for your league. So, you know, you can put in your waiver bids for people, and you can, on Wednesday night, we run that based on the standings. There's a lot of things that happen. So we needed a quick turnaround on a lot of those things last year, but now we have a playbook. We went through it earlier this week, looking at, you know, what could happen based on the season. How do we need to adjust? And we did everything from all of our games. So changing days of the week, changing weeks on the schedule, changing opponents, that's happened throughout each of our games, whether it's football or things that happen in baseball and hockey and basketball as well. So we feel really good. You know, when these things happen, we try to be really strong with our communications to our players to make sure they know how this is affecting their matchup and how to prepare. So we think we're in a good situation for this year in case anything comes up, but obviously hope nothing does and we have a nice, smooth football season.
Well said. Let's look at some of the changes for Yahoo Fantasy players. And there's going to be some new options and functionality and things that everybody who plays on Yahoo Fantasy is going to be aware of. And there's also going to be some premium offerings that we think you might be interested in that we're really excited about. Let's first talk about the changes that apply to everybody who plays at Yahoo Fantasy. Draft Together is a new thing that we've introduced. We have more flexibility with naming your team, which we know is a very important part of a successful fantasy season. There's been some changes to the design of the homepage. Let's just talk about some of those things and what you see there.
First one that I want to talk about is something we're really excited about. It's called Draft Together. And basically, it's a way to... We incorporated video chat within the draft platform itself. So we saw, obviously, last year, people weren't able to draft in person. A lot of leagues weren't able to draft in person. So what people, I'm sure, did more than ever was go to a video chat or just use the online platform to get their drafts done. So we saw that as an opportunity. We want people to have this close connection during the draft, which is known as the most fun part of the year, and incorporate a video platform directly into your draft client. So we had it available on the web since baseball. So in March, we launched this on the web, and it's been recently added to the mobile apps as well. So basically, wherever you draft, you're able to then see and make that connection and talk trash to your league mates about, you know, a pick they just had, or, you know, complain that they just snaked you with the person you wanted to pick. So that one's super exciting. Again, just kind of recently launched on all of our platforms. Next up, we hired back someone. If anyone's on Reddit, you'll notice the Yahoo Fantasy Genie, who's taking some requests and going after some personal crusades of his own, things that he's heard for a long time and wanted to fix himself, which is pretty awesome. So increasing the number of characters for your team name or customizing number of votes for the league and some improvements to the keeper tool. That's been really fun for us, finding these long time feature requests that we haven't been able to get to, and a contractor who's just knocking them out and doing amazing work. So that's been really great. And then, actually, this is at the end of last year. I did want to touch on it. We redesigned our home screen on iOS, really with the goal to highlight our editorial content like this podcast and all the amazing articles our editorial team writes, and have the NFL live stream as a home placement there. And we have a live event schedule. So, you know, the preseason's starting up. And you're able to, if you want to watch the game within the fantasy app, all the local and the primetime games will be available for you on this home screen. And then you can scroll around and see the articles and videos and the podcast links there as well.
Good stuff. And we all know, again, as I said earlier, the success of any fantasy season comes to if you have the right name. Is there a go-to name in the pantheon? I mean, you've been playing fantasy for a long time, Joe. Is there a go-to name that you rely on, or is it just kind of a season-to-season thing? Do you name things after your pets or kids? I mean, what do you do?
I've actually had the same name for all my teams for a while now, and it's called Heroes of Slice. It's kind of funny. I, with one of my friends, we decided we wanted to have... We're East Coasters, like you mentioned earlier. He's from New York. I'm from Massachusetts. We live in the Bay Area now. And pizza and subs are not things that are, I think, is good on the West Coast. And so we called it Heroes of Slice would be our pizza place that we'd be able to, you know, have sports on and have a nice sports bar. We've talked about, we both work in tech, so I've never jumped over to building our own sports bar that serves delicious food. But that just has stuck for my team name for, yeah, I guess it's been like 12 years now since that's how long I've lived here.
I'm sure it's someday, if I ever retire, I'm just going to have like a pizza podcast and, you know, talk about maybe Heroes of Slice will be one of my first guests. And,
yes.
And when you come up with the website where you have Heroes of Slice merch, if you're selling hats or your trucker hats or hoodies or anything, let us know. And maybe we can get those out to the people. So Heroes of Slice, everybody, you heard it first from Joe Nazzaro. Now, we're also introducing Yahoo Fantasy Plus this year. So it's a premium product if you want to get more engaged into the Yahoo Fantasy world. So what's Yahoo Fantasy Plus? How much is it? What do you get? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so we're jumping into the subscription game. And so this is our premium package, which is called Yahoo Fantasy Plus. It was launched in baseball. But it's available for all your games. So I know a lot of people just play football, and this is a football specific podcast right now. But if you play baseball, if you play basketball, you play hockey, these features are available in all the games we have for all your leagues. And if you're on the web, Android or iOS, it'll show up wherever you're kind of accessing our product. So pretty good. It's $25 for the whole year. Features that we have available. We really want to touch on all the aspects of the game. So when you're drafting your team, when you're setting your lineup, if you're adding or dropping players, or you're making trades. So in the draft client itself, if you're a subscriber, you can unlock position ranks, which will just tell you if, you know, Mahomes is QB1 and Brady's QB7. You know, this is good for you to see. And if you're looking at rank and who to draft next, you can see if there's a big drop off between that position ranks. Maybe you want to grab that player now, so you don't have to, you know, take someone whose overall rank is much lower. Another thing we're adding in is we have our Yahoo expert rank that's available for everyone, non-subscribers, but we've partnered with RotoWire to get more manual expert ranks in the draft client. And this is a feature people have put a high priority on through our user research. And so these are manually curated lists of players, and you can look at who's ranking what player where and have what we're calling a composite expert rank, so you know who to draft. And we all know that's the most important part of the season. Get your team off on the right start. And another thing we have are cheat sheets. So we've had these in the past, but we kind of revamped them. We have half PPR ones for free. And then if you're a subscriber, you get full point PPR ones. And then we're going to be building out some Dynasty cheat sheets as well, available to subscribers only. So that's where we're focusing on the draft client. During the season, we have a tool called a Research Assistant where you can basically compare players, and there's a ton of data available for you. This is a free tool. We think it's useful for everybody to use, but if you're a subscriber, you get a number of data points unlocked for you. So we make a recommendation based on the data, position ranks, and then there's some proprietary information like diamond players are the top 1% of fantasy players. So you can look at who's rostering a player more or starting a player more. And this could help you with those decisions on who do I start today or if I want to add or drop a player. Trade Hub is a tool that we've developed that shows you your strengths and weaknesses as a trade partner. So if I'm, you know, very strong at quarterback, I got 2-3 guys that I'm shifting in and out each week, but I need to upgrade at wide receiver and I see someone else in the league who has a bunch of good wide receivers, we'll just make good trade partners. So I know it's frustrating. You have the couple of people in your league who are very aggressive with trade offers, but they none of them ever get accepted. That's definitely me. I am a very high volume trade proposer, and I get frustrated that no one ever wants to trade with me. So now I can at least point to this data to say, look, this is going to help both of us out. I have proof here. And there's a couple other things in there that'll help you with ideas on who's a good trade partner, what players are getting traded most often, a few things like that, which we think will be good for completing trades, not just proposing them. And then we have an exclusive newsletter written by Andy Behrens called Get to the Points, which I'm super excited about. This is another editorial add-on to the package that is going to give you some different insights than you'd be able to read just on the site regularly for free and delivered right to your inbox. So the first version is going to go out this week of this, and he's going to send it weekly throughout the football season. So we're super excited about that. And then last one, really, for players who have, we've seen a lot of feedback on this. People reached a limit of 8 teams for their account. So now if you're a subscriber, you can double that. You can get 16 teams for each of your accounts. So data has shown us people do run up against this wall. And so now we're opening it up for you to have more teams.
More fantasy is always acceptable in my life. I'm really excited about the Behrens newsletter. Get to the Points, I believe, is the name of that. Yep. And let's face it, fantasy, as you said, draft day, probably the best day of the year. And Sunday is awesome, right? All those games are going on. But fantasy sports can be a lot of work. And what this premium product allows is you can be smarter. It's going to save you time, and it's going to help you make better decisions. And ultimately, if you make better decisions, your chances of going to the playoffs or going deep in the playoffs or winning a fantasy championship become better. So this is going to, I would think, make you a better player and also probably save you some time, because a lot of the things you have to do manually are now going to be streamlined. And so it seems like a pretty good value. Again, whatever your sport is, we know fantasy football is the biggest fantasy sport, but you know, I've been using these tools for fantasy baseball, and saved me a lot of time. I mean, I can set my lineup for the whole week. I mean, I still have to go through eventually, and when injuries pop up and everything, but it's so nice rather than have to go through every day and struggle about who's playing on Thursday, is a half schedule today. I can just click a button, and at least the rudimentary, the guy who's not playing today is out of my lineup. The guy who is playing today is in my lineup. At least that's taken care of. And there's some more intelligence that goes into that decision from the automated process. So again, it saves me time. I think it helps me make smarter decisions. And I think a lot of our users will feel the same way. We hope you give it a shot. And man, anything Andy Behrens is writing, I think you should read.
It's a really good point to touch on, is just, you know, a lot. We want to make this convenient for you. I think, you know, you can find information scattered on our site, on other sites. You can do research in a lot of different places. One of the goals for this was to bring this research into a one clean view for people, make it easy to make those decisions. Because I know everybody doesn't have a ton of time to be doing this stuff all day. So that is definitely a goal of ours with this project. And we have some other nice entry points to help you into the tools and hopefully make it easier for you to make those decisions rather than spend a ton of time and racking your brains over it.
And props to all the people who did the market research and the outreach. I know Dr. Sam Jay is part of that team. He does a great job just finding out. You know, we listen. You come to us with a good idea. We'll try to see if we can put it forward and add it to the game. And a lot of our best functionality tweaks have come from recommendations from longtime players who say, hey, you know, why can't we do this? And you know, a lot of times Joe Nazar will say, yeah, we should do that, and we'll change things. So, you know, even things that you might not even think about anymore, you know, having the color-coded draft grids and having the projected standings. I love that, especially for fantasy baseball, right? I want to know, am I ignoring stolen bases? Am I weak at a certain position? And there's still people who don't even realize we have that in our draft clients sometimes. They don't realize they will project a winner. And I get it. You know, if they project you to come in ninth place, you kind of get mad at us. But I still think it's fun. Look, projections are fun. You don't have to get married to them. But I want to have a sense of where my team strengths are and my team weaknesses are. And those projected standings are part of that. And a lot of these premium tools that you can get, they're going to help you figure out, where am I strong? Where am I weak? Where do I need to upgrade? How can I turn this contending team into a playoff team, or maybe even a championship team? Now, there's other ways you can play fantasy at Yahoo. Of course, you can set up a free league with your friends today, play with your college buddies, play with your family if you want, play with your neighbors, you know, whoever you want. But there's also, I'll play for a couple of bucks, there's options there. We have DFS games, we have best ball games. Joe, why don't you talk about some of our offerings in that area?
Daily fantasy, something I enjoy playing with my coworkers. You get the action every day. So we've added a couple things throughout the summer that I think is going to be great for that audience, and hopefully more people will check it out. So single game contests are great for new players to play. Smaller rosters, I think we either have 5 or 6 players you got to choose, and it's only one game. So the decision tree is much smaller, but super fun. A great way to get started in DFS if you haven't tried. And with that, we redesigned our lobby on both the mobile apps to make it easier to find single game contests and highlight other stuff. And we have a lot of really cool promotions that are coming up for the football season. I'm not allowed to talk about them yet because I think there's going to be bigger announcements to come. But I did want to kind of tease it and hope people will give DFS a chance on our side if they haven't tried it yet. And then I think it was about 2 years ago now that we launched Best Ball for football. And we had some feedback around a few things that could make the game better. So, you know, we reduced the size of the rosters down a little bit, removing team defenses, again, making it a little bit easier to pick your team. Definitely some stuff we heard from our user base, and then removed position limits. We had some limits in the way our game was set up, and we removed those. So now you can pick as many at one position as you'd like. Yeah, so those are pretty exciting things to games we play. And just, you know, in this paid gaming kind of area that we're investing into, if you are in a betting state, we do have a number of cool things coming up for you for this football season. We've had our props integrated in our apps for a couple years now and going to be showing some more game odds and stuff like that. So we're excited about, you know, the future of sports betting. And if you are in one of those states, we make it easy for you to go and check that stuff out.
And it'll give me a chance to promote that Frank Schwab and I will be doing a weekly podcast, I believe dropping on Tuesdays, where we'll pick games. We'll talk about DFS pricing. We'll talk about player props. And man, Frank is just killing it on the NFL side. He does great work from a quality standpoint, and he does such a huge volume of work both in the NFL and gaming space. So if you're not familiar with Frank, I mean, you really should check out his stuff. Good friend of mine. I'll be open about that. But I hope you enjoy the show that we're going to be doing this year. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and maybe it'll make you a couple of bucks. Joe, looking into the crystal ball, what's in the future? What can we look forward to maybe the rest of the season or 2022? Can you tease us with a couple of things to look forward to?
Well, I'm going to look forward to a new podcast. Thanks for letting me know about that. I'm excited to listen to you guys for the season there. Yeah, I really can't go too far into the future. I think we're kind of just continuing to invest in a bunch of the things I've mentioned above. So one thing that I can talk about, what's going to come in the short term for Fantasy Plus, the subscription product, is into our research assistant tool, we're going to add expert ranks as well. And kind of what you were saying, Scott, earlier about the projections, that data is provided by a third party. You know, we need to have this computer-generated data that can either look in the past what has happened or project to the future. So we have a bunch of drop-down filters. We can kind of look forward or back and make some decisions. What's cool about adding in the expert ranks in this tool is that now you get this manually curated list as well. So you have some computer generated data, you have some expert data, and that helps you make a decision on what you should be doing. So really excited to get that into our research assistant. Definitely some development time there. So expect that one in September. One thing we haven't had in our NFL product is advanced stats. This is something we've had in basketball, baseball, and hockey for a couple of years now, but we haven't had it available through our data provider, and that has recently become available to us. So we've been working on that and should have that available in September as well. And a feature that we have in those basketball, baseball, and hockey is called Start Active Players. On the free side, it just puts players in your lineup. It's important as a long slog of a season for baseball, something like that. You can hit a button, make sure your lineup has players in it for the whole week. Very popular feature that we've had available in those games for a while. And we added the paid version of it, the subscriber version, to start optimal players of the week. So it looks at the top ranked players and puts those in your lineup. So added some logic behind the tool to make it easier for you to compete and set your lineup. So we haven't had this in football because most people will set their lineup and look at it each week. It's a weekly game versus a daily game. But since we offer it in our package, we wanted to add that feature to football for this year. So I expect that around the time that the first bye weeks happen, because this is where it could come in helpful. If you just want to click a button, make sure you have people in your lineup. If you're a subscriber, we'll do it by rank to make sure you have the best players in your lineup.
Big fan of the start optimal players button. I mean, if you charge me a quarter every time I use that, I think my salary would be chewed up, because I definitely rely on that, and it saves me a lot of time too.
Yeah, I like it as well. Definitely a time saver. And I will say, you know, you do want to just go back and check your lineups, make sure if any news happens after you hit the button. We don't adjust things for you. You have to take the action, hit the button, and we will change at that time. But if something changes after that time, you want to make sure to go ahead and update your lineup. And we do, I think, a good job of sending you push notifications to let you know if there's any issues with your lineup. So, and then last, in September, we're going to launch NBA and NHL. I know we're focused on football now, but like I mentioned earlier, the subscription package is available for all our games. And so we've had it available for baseball, football, launched 2 weeks ago. And at the end of September, we should have basketball and hockey live. So that'll be exciting for us.
Yeah, can't wait. I'll be working on NHL ranks next week. and getting those into the game. Labor of love. Hopefully it'll be a good season for our Boston Bruins. They didn't play too well last year in the playoffs. So this is what everybody probably came here for, the Patriots minute. Let's just spend about 60 seconds on this, Joe. We're both from New England. Teams had a pretty good run for the last couple of decades. And if you're not a Patriots fan, you're probably sick of the Patriots. But last year, quarterback change, team didn't make the playoffs. There are a lot of problems with the personnel. There's some COVID opt-outs. What type of season are you expecting from your New England Patriots in 2021?
I'm optimistic. Yeah, it's interesting. So this is a big Belichick put up or shut up kind of year, obviously with Brady going to Tampa and winning the Super Bowl. So Patriots fans still felt happy during the Super Bowl. I was happy for Tom. It was fun. But the next day I was very sad. So kind of in between now, I don't know if I'm going to be happy for him. I may draft him because I love the weapons in Tampa, but I don't know if I'm going to be happy for him if he continues to win Super Bowls.
Drafting him. Do you know they brought back every one of their starters on both sides of the ball? I don't remember any team ever doing that in the salary cap era. That's unbelievable. The whole band's back together. He's going to have so many options in that offense. We know Brady doesn't run the ball a lot. He'll punch in a couple of goal line sneaks, but he's probably going to have like 9 rushing yards at the end of the season. But I think he's a top 10 fantasy quarterback and could maybe sneak into top 5, top 6. I think he's a good play. It's hard sometimes to know which receiver to draft there or which running back to draft there, but I think Tom Brady's got another Pro Bowl quality season left in that right arm.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, he puts up numbers. So for the Patriots side, I probably will not draft their quarterback, but I do like their running back a lot. I'm interested in their tight ends, probably a little bit more Hunter Henry than Jonnu, even though this highlight showing Jonnu running the ball, which is interesting. And yeah, maybe a late round flyer on Jacoby Myers, but not super bullish on anyone outside of Damian Harris from the fantasy perspective.
Yeah, I think Harris will be, especially if Mac Jones gets to play a chunk of the season, because we know Cam Newton is still such a factor at the goal line. I think Harris could be maybe a nice running back 3. And I don't think Myers has a huge upside, but I think he's going to lead the team in receptions. I think he might have one of those, like, think of who Mohamed Sanu was going to be. I think maybe that might be what Myers ends up being, the 65 catch, 780 yard, 5 or 6 touchdown player. You know, somebody you use in a bye week, somebody you use when you're riddled by injuries. Again, I don't think there's a huge upside here, but when you're filling out your roster, you're looking for somebody who's interesting in one of the later rounds. I think he's a guy you could take. And I agree with you. I think Harris is actually a pretty good pick. So it's not the greatest year for New England fantasy interest, perhaps. The defense will probably be the strength of the team, but there's a couple of guys you can consider in your late rounds if you're so inclined, or hey, you know, pick who you like. That's what fantasy, it's a great thing about fantasy. You don't like the Patriots? You can pick all the Jets if you want. I'm not going to stop you, you know?
I play with my heart, Scott, which is probably a fault, but I do like to draft Patriots. I like to have those guys on my team who I root for to get the double emotional win if we win.
you're supposed to have fun. It's your team. You're supposed to like it. You're the one who has to watch it every week and you live and die with their success. So, you know, get players you like. It sounds like the most basic thing in the world, but that's something, you know. I'm still drafting Mookie Betts. He's not on the Red Sox anymore, but he's still a part of my fantasy life. We appreciate Joe Nazzaro has shared his fantasy life and a peek behind the curtain over at Yahoo Sports on our podcast today. And if you like podcasts, we have a whole suite of them over at Yahoo Sports. We always talk about the great job Charles Robinson does on his podcast. I talked about how I'm going to be doing a podcast with Frank Schwab later when we get into our NFL cadence for fantasy. If you're an NBA guy, you got to check out Chris Haynes and the Posted Up podcast. NBA free agency is getting ready to get going. They just had the draft. I mean, the NBA is such a fun league. It's a fun league on the court. I think it's a fascinating league off the court, just with all the personalities and the players have so much agency and where they go and what are the teams going to look like next year. And Chris Haynes is all over this stuff. So if you're an NBA guy, I can't recommend that podcast enough. Again, we're on our every day of the week schedule for the summer. So I'm going to be generally the Sunday person. I have Matt Kelly's going to be my guest this week. I guarantee plenty of hot takes from him. I hope you check out that show Sunday night, Monday morning, probably be posted up. And so look forward to that. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott_Pianowski. You can follow the Yahoo Fantasy handle at Yahoo Fantasy. Joe, I know you're on social media. Do you want to share your handle? It's up to you.
I'm a grazer, not much of a poster, okay. But I'm at Joe Nazzaro, JoeNazzaro. If you have any product ideas or feedback or anything, yeah, I always take the feedback. Like you mentioned earlier, good ideas can come from anywhere. We get a ton from our users. We get them from people in the company, my coworkers. We take good ideas from anywhere. It does not have to come from me. I will do my best to make them all come to life. But yeah, I'm always open to feedback. So feel free to bring it.
Awesome. So again, you know, let's hear those good ideas. The next great improvement to Yahoo Fantasy might be from you. So keep those ideas coming. Keep those team names coming. Keep drafting on Yahoo. I mean, we're in the teeth of draft season now, and we will be back soon with another great podcast and hopefully give you more intel to win your league. For Joe Nazzaro, for our production team, Brett, John, I'm Scott Pianowski. Talk to you soon.